just might be looking for something, for something.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A wind-driven wildfire exploded in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood of Los Angeles. Megan Garman and her daughter had to run for their lives.
The smoke just got really bad, so I just started packing up all of our stuff, and we got in the car to go. And then all the cars were abandoned, so I had nowhere to go. So I just had to get out of my car and start walking. The smoke is so bad. I have no idea where we're going.
Governor Gavin Newsom said many structures have burned. Fire officials not providing an exact number. Oregon unveiled wildfire hazard maps. People living in those areas will face stricter building codes and mandates to reduce vegetation on their properties. It stems from last year's record-breaking wildfire season in Oregon. President-elect Trump said he would not rule out the use of military force to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland, declaring U.S. control of both is vital to American national security. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight. A few flurries possible late. Lows around 4 above. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Still a few flurries around with a high near 14. And then a bit milder on Thursday with partly sunny skies. Highs near 22. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
The green eyes.
Country.
Welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along here with Nathan Potowelz here in Rib Lake, Wisconsin. We have Marawood North Conference girls basketball here tonight, and it is Austin Edwards and his Rib Lake Redmen taking on Mike Egebrek and the Phillips Loggers. The big matchup here, Mike or Austin Edwards, seeing him for the first time coming from Phillips, and we all know Austin and his name over there and the things he's done, and he's going to have his first matchup against his alumni here, the Phillips Loggers. And he's got a nice team with him here this year. The Rib Lake Redmen coming into this team, 6-3 overall, 4-2 in conference. And the Phillips Loggers at 7-2 and 4-2 in conference. We are going to do the national anthem here in just a moment, and we'll be back. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout.
High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillip Plumber and Do-It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Hakenin Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back, everyone. Jeff Haken and Nathan Potterwell here in Rib Lake, Wisconsin. And going over starting lineups here right now for the Phillips Loggers. Sarah Knack, Matea Eckert, Lily Miller, Kendra Timmers, along with Anna Bilan. All right, Mike Egerbrecht, the head coach, and here we're going to have the Rib Lake Redmen. And get to know these girls here a little bit. And a junior, number two, Elias Scheitower. A junior, number 11, Emma Tlusty. A junior, number 13, Avery Nemi. A senior, number 22, Addison Gums. And a junior, number 24, Tessa Week. An experienced teammate. Got a little bit of some juniors, got some seniors for this Rib Lake team. And Austin Edwards, he's going to be set up ready for this one. You know he had this game marked on the calendar for sure. And these teams set to get underway here in just a moment. It's the Phillips Loggers in their black uniforms with orange striping, white lettering, and the Rib Lake Redmen in their white uniforms with the maroon and yellow, along with the maroon lettering. All right, here we are. And Rib Lake wins the tip-off. It's going to be Scheitower starting things out. She gets it over right side to Gums. Rib Lake down in the corner. Nice skip pass over to the wing. And it's the Loggers in a 1-3-1 defense here. They're going to make this. Oh, and there's a takeaway, a steal. Matea Eckert coming away with it. Comes up left side. She's going to pick it up. Get it up top to. Now they're going to move it right side. Anna Bilan with the ball on the right side. And that one gets thrown out of bounds. It's going to be Rib Lake Redmen basketball. 17:34 to go here. No score. And it looks like the Loggers are going to put up a full court press with their 1-3-1. Matea and their long arms up at the top. Rib Lake does a nice job breaking it. They get across, maybe got away with the travel. They get it into the corner, left side. Back up to the top. That's Tlusty with the ball. And here's Gums open for three. Oh, and it's good. Nice shot to start things out for the senior, Addison Gums. It's 3-0 Rib Lake. And Loggers have it left side here, working the ball to the right. Lily Miller has it over to Sarah Knack now. Sarah Knack tries getting into the low post. It gets taken away by the Redmen. Going the other direction, under 17 minutes to go here. It's 3-0 Rib Lake. Rib Lake finds it. Someone driving into the lane. Quick kick out. Taken away, though, by Matea. Matea Eckert going the other way. A fake pass to the left. It's stripped out of bounds by Gums. A nice defensive play, saving the layup for Matea. And it's going to be Phillips basketball under their own basket. Lily Miller taking it out. And gets it into Timmers. Timmers kicks it out to Knack. Back over to Miller. And Miller almost turns it over. But here is Matea from the top of the key. A three-pointer. Matches it. It's good. And it's 3-3 here with 16:33 to go. Loggers jump right into the full court press. Rib Lake gets it in. And taken away by Matea. Bounce pass left side to Lily Miller. And the bucket's good. It's 5-3. Loggers. This press could wear on the Rib Lake team here tonight. And there's a takeaway by Timmers to Matea. Matea finds Knack. Deep shot from Knack. She misses. Rebound by Rib Lake. And it's Scheitower going up right side. And she picks it up, gets away with it, gets it away, I should say, to Gums. I'm sorry, not to Gums. That's Celesti. Chi-Tower back to Celesti on this right side. Riblake working. And three-point shot by Chi-Tower, no good. And rebounded by Riblake. Nat couldn't hold on to it. Taken away by Matea, though. Another steal for her. She crosses over, heading up the middle, all the way to the basket. Too strong. Oh, she misses it. And going the other way, 15:39 to go. It's 5-3. Loggers leading. Riblake, here's a kick out to Chi-Tower. Back to Gums. A shot from about 15 feet is short. And rebounded by Sarah Nack. Sarah Nack going up left side. Sarah Nack, skip pass to Matei, or to Anna. It was almost taken away by Chi-Tower and going the other direction. Anna able to tie it up, and it's a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Loggers. Checking in for Riblake here now is number three, Madeline Blumberg. And getting a quick rest is Isabel Gums. I'm sorry, I think Tessa Week got a break. All right, here's Lily Miller on the wing. Over to Matea on the right corner. They get it down to Timmers in the low block. Spin move, she kicks it out. Out to Miller, skip pass to Knack. Knack thought about it. Back to Miller. Loggers working this offense. And a skip pass to Belon. Back to Matea from the corner for three is no good. Out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Loggers. Goes out of bounds on Riblake. Chi-Tower couldn't hold on to it. Nice high-tempo game here so far. A fun game to watch, that's for sure. This gym here, Nate, is always fun to come to. This small gym right here, they can hear every word. Todd loves it when I get riled up and my voice gets loud. Got Todd Henderson, the boys coach, in front of us here tonight. They had quite the ball game last night, Prentice and Riblake. 14:44 to go. Riblake with the ball. Working around the perimeter. They have it out deep. Loggers defense forcing them out deep. And long arms of Matea will do that. Riblake penetrating. Here's Gums to the basket. Left hand. She can't hold it. Matea rebounds it. And going the other way. 14 and a half minutes. Here's a fast break. A beautiful pass. And a nice left-handed finish from Sarah Nack. And it's 7-3. 14:21 to go here. Loggers leading by four. And Tlespe gets it across half court for the Redmen. Get pass over to Gums on the right pass. And over to Chi-Tower. Working around the perimeter. Try getting a little block. Nice, they do. They kick it out to Chi-Tower. That one's long. Rebounded by Sarah Nack. Sarah Nack going to take it up left side. 13:55 to go. It's 7-3. They find Lily Miller in a nice drop pass to Kendra Timmers. She looks like may have been fouled with the body. No call. Missed the shot, and Matea goes on the ground with it. It's a jump ball. 13:47 to go. And it's Riblake Redmen basketball. And Addison Gum's going to take it out. She gets it in. Loggers still in this 1-3-1 full court press. And Riblake, nice job getting across half court. They find the center, exactly what you want to do. And get a blocking foul, I believe, on Anna Belon. And it's going to be under the basket. Riblake going to have the ball under the basket. 13:37 to go. It's 7-3. Loggers leading. And almost poked away by Lily Miller. Riblake holds on to it. We're to Chi-Tower right side. Back over to Gums. Addison Gums gets it in the corner to Avery Nimmy. Back to Chi-Tower right side. Chi-Tower drives the lane. A beautiful drive. She can't finish it. Kicks it out, and here is Celesti open for three. She misses. Rebound by Matea Eckert. Matea's going to take it left side. She picks it up, finds Timmers in the lane. Timmers turns around. Kendra Timmers for two from about 6 feet out. Nothing but net, and it's 9-3. Loggers leading. Riblake gets across half court. And over to the wing. Here's a three-point shot from Nemi. Is no good. Rebounded by Riblake. And here's a shot goes up. This one is good. Three-point shot for Avery Nemi. Makes it 9-6. Looks like a ball game again. Anna Belon gets it across half court and back to Matea. Skip pass to Miller. They find Kendra in the low block. Kendra with the left hand. Beautiful job from Kendra Timmers. Sealed her defender off really well down by the block. Lily Miller found her. And that's just nice basketball. 11-6 here. Loggers leading. 12:23 to go. Chi-Tower with the ball right wing. Takes a dribble, gets it over up to the top, back down to Chi-Tower in this corner. We're going to reverse it to the left side.
Oh.
And working around the perimeter. Tiller's a nice shot. That Nimmy was feeling it. And that one didn't connect at all. Went out of bounds, and it's going to be Loggers basketball. And a Belon taking a break here. And Rayleigh Williams checking into the ballgame with 12:06 to go. Loggers leading 11-6. Matea gets it in. Here's Matea. Right side. Rib Lake's pressing here now, full court. Just a full court man. And Timmers by the basket gets it. She can't complete it. Nice rebound from Madeline Blumberg. And Scheitower going to bring it up right side. She crosses over left, uses the screen, kicks it back out. Here's a shot from the corner, and it's good. That one is a nice shot there by Kiana Dahlman. Dahlman's first points of the game. And Sarah Knack going to take it up against this pressure here. Kind of a 3-2 press here. I guess we'll call it a 1-2-2. And Lily Miller trying to get into the low block, and a foul from behind on Tessa Week. Tess Week. Their first foul. First team foul on Rib Lake. Loggers have two. They get it into Matea up at the top. Fine, Timmers going to the basket. A nice block by Tess Week. Week having a nice season with 9 points and 9 rebounds. And Rib Lake gets it down into the corner. Finds someone in the lane trying to put it up. They kick it out. Out to Gums up at the top. With a Scheitower back into the corner. And that's Kiana Dahlman with it. Tries getting rid of it. Lily Miller comes away with a steal. Timmers gets it over to Sarah Knack. Sarah Knack taking it up right side. 11 minutes to go here. It's 11-8. And Rayleigh Williams going to shoot from about 15 feet. That one can't connect. Just bounces out. A little bit short. Rib Lake comes up with the rebound and only down three. 10:42 to go. Get it into the elbow, into the lane. Taken away by Matea. It's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to go to the Phillips Loggers. All right, checking in here for the Loggers right now. Leah Harper getting her first chance into the game. Addie Gums takes a break here for Rib Lake. And Matea tries crossing it over, loses handle of it. She picks it back up and gets it over to Leah Harper. Leah Harper gets it across to Sarah Knack. Loggers just in time. Knack back up top, throws it over Harper's head. Rayleigh Williams able to save it. She's got a dribble yet, and they're going to pull it away from her. It's going to be a jump ball. And nice job there from Isabel Gums, the junior, ripping that one away. Got Isabel and Addison, they sisters down there, Todd. So sisters, junior and a senior. And Rib Lake gets it in. It's 11-6, 10:16 to go. Rib Lake gets it across half court. Against this 1-3-1, they get a shot down in the corner. And that's Dahlman to the basket. Puts it up. She misses. Gets her own rebound. Looking to get it out of there. She does. Rib Lake on the right corner. Driving baseline and going to get called for a travel. 9:59 to go. 11-8. I like how this game is rolling, Nate. 108 whistles we had a few games ago here. And this one's rolling along smoothly. Nice tempo. Fun game to watch. And going to get a foul on Rib Lake.
There's your whistle.
There's your whistle. So foul on Isabel Gums. Rib Lake playing hard here. Both teams expending a lot of energy here. Both teams pressing full court. Rayleigh Williams has it for the Loggers. Up to Harper. Gave it to her in a tough spot. She got it away. And Rib Lake comes away with a steal. And going to go the other direction. It's 11-8, 9:44 to go. And here's Kiana Dahlman drives into the lane, kicks it out. Here's Isabel Gums, and she gets it off the bank, and it's 11-10. And Rib Lake with the momentum on a roll here, 9.5 minutes to go. And here we got Sarah Knack, gets it across half court, finds Rayleigh Williams, reversing it. Here's Harper, gets it to Timmers, out to Knack for three. Oh, no good, rebound by Timmers, right side, and blocked by Week. That's going to be Week's second foul. Gets Austin off of his seat here with her second foul. And Timmers at the line. First free throw up for Timmers is a little bit long.
right. Timbers with their second free throw. Just a moment. Mom, good to see you. Good to have you. Mom and Dad are watching. All right, second one. Second missed free throw and going up left side. And they get it up to Dahlman. She faked a three-point shot. Oh, and a turnover. Leah Harper picks it up. Leah gets a steal, gets it with it to Anna Belon. Matea on the left side, up to Rayleigh Williams, left side. Back to Matea. Back to Williams. Williams going to shoot the three. That one's good. Rayleigh Williams, the sniper, hits another one. Big shot for the Loggers. They needed a basket. It's 14-10 with 8:46 to go. And it's Isabel Gums going to bring it up. She gets it to Scheitower. Right side to Dahlman. She's going to shoot the three. It's no good. Nice box out and rebound by Anna Belon. Gets it to Matea, and Matea brings it up. Loggers leading by four. For to Rayleigh. She's open from about 16 feet. That one no good. And rebounded by Madeline Blumberg. And it is Rib Lake going the other direction. It tipped away by Matea. Matea almost got the steal. It's going to stay with Rib Lake. All right, checking in for the Redmen is Emma Tlusty, along with, I think, Addison Gums. All right, so both the Gums girls in the ball game here right now. That's Blumberg driving baseline, puts up a little floater that's good. Nice shot from Blumberg, the junior. And it's 14-12, 8 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Harper with the ball, and they're going to tie her up. It's going to be a jump ball. Rib Lake playing hard here. 8:04 to go. 2-point lead here for the Loggers in this first half. In a high-tempo, high-energy game. Harper gets it in to Eckert. Matea is going to bring it up. Get it up to Williams. Williams gets it almost taken away. And it's going to go to Rib Lake. Austin Edwards helping the official make that call. And Rib Lake takes it in just under 8 minutes to go. 2-point lead for the Loggers. Gums gets it across half court. Head to Nemi. And now it's on the right side. Here's Gums. A nice little floater from Isabel Gums. And it's tied up at 14. Matea gets it in against this full court pressure. Three girls down here on her. Got to get a pass. They do to Knack. And ahead to Timmers. It's going to stay with the Loggers. And Lily Miller going to come back in for Rayleigh Williams. And going to get some ball handling into this game with Lily Miller. And here's Timmers from about 8 feet. It's good. Kendra Timmers, her second shot of the game, I believe.
Third
shot. 7:22 to go. Loggers take a 2-point lead again. And it's Nemi bringing it up right side. Gets it into the corner. They get it into the low block. Nice positioning here, but three Loggers close in on her. And working by that baseline, a reverse is good. A nice basket from Avery Nemi. The reverse. And it's tied at 16 again. Both teams 4-2 in this conference here. Big conference showdown between the Redmen and the Loggers. Timmers has it down by the block. And up to Lily Miller, back to Knack. Knack averaging about 10 points a game. And Miller has it left side, left-handed layup. She's going to go to the free throw line. Nice drive from the senior, drawing the foul. .643 here into this ball game. Coach Edwards wants to get Tess Week back into the game. She's got them two fouls. Lily Miller hits the first one, making it 17-16 Loggers. Free throws up, and Miller hits them both. 18-16. Nice shot. Free throws from the senior. All right, Addison Gums bringing it up right side. Gets it over to Tlusty. Back to Gums. Now in the corner here to Blumberg. Skip pass. Got a shooter in the corner. She's going to drive instead and gets the layup. Smart play there from Emma Tlusty. She averages 9 a game, having a nice start here. Miller going to bring it up for the Loggers. She gets it into center court. Crosses half court. Gets it to Knack. Back out to Eckert. Eckert thought about it. Gives it to Knack. She's going to shoot the three. No good. Rebound by Rib Lake. Tied up at 18. Just over 6 minutes to go in this first half. And here's going to be a drive from Gums to the basket off the bank. And Rib Lake takes their first lead of the game. 5:55 to go. Miller almost losing it. She does. It goes on the ground. she's got it. We're going to get another jump ball. And we got a timeout, I believe, from Egebrecht. He got it before they called the jump ball. And I think he said it was just a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Good start here, Nate, to this ball game here right now. Good timeout by Mike Egebrecht right before the jump ball was called right there. Rib Lake giving Phillips everything that they can handle. Austin Edwards has them playing in front of this home crowd here at a top level. Both teams 4-2 fighting for this conference lead. It's going to be exciting here the rest of the way out. All right, Lily Miller taking it in. Gets it into Knack. Back to Eckert. Back to Knack. Loggers get it across half court. Knack drives in, kicks back to Eckert. What a Belon. Oh, tried getting it into the low block. They're going to get a soft foul on Rib Lake. We're going to call it. Phillips going to take it and going to get a reach-in foul. And I believe that one was on Avery Nemi, her first. Rib Lake has five team fouls. Loggers with two. 5:38 to go here. Rib Lake up by two. They get it into Matea. Matea back to Miller by the basket. She's fouled again, this time by Scheitower. And Lily Miller going to go to the free throw line, try to tie this game up with 5:35 to go. First free throw up from Miller. That one's good. Three in a row from her. What about these concession stands and concessions here in Rib Lake, Nate? What are you going to rate the popcorn? Out of 10.
Three.
You got a 3 out of 10. Ouch. I kind of enjoying the popcorn here tonight. My biggest complaint, I'm going to give it to Todd, is these small water bottles.
Yeah.
Small water bottles.
$2 for that. $2.
And bucket there from Rib Lake. And it's 22 to 20. But that's all we got to complain about tonight here, Nathan. We're going to take it.
Yeah. I missed who that bucket was by, dude.
And Sarah Knack for the deep two. It's missed. Rebounded by Rib Lake. You know who made that basket down there? Put it for anyone. It won't matter. Rib Lake gets it across with a two-point lead. And Dahlman throws it away. It goes to Matea Eckert. Matea going the other direction. Right-handed layup is good. Matea ties his ball game up. Matea could be a difference maker here tonight. Got the height, the length, the athleticism out here.
He's got to have at least six steals already.
Yes. And going to be not a turnover. It goes in the backcourt, but it was tipped back there. 4:42 to go. We're all tied up at 22. And Rib Lake has it in the left corner. Skip pass to Scheitower. It takes a few dribbles in. Little sort of a Euro step, but they're going to call a blocking foul on Timmers. It's going to be on the ground. It's going to be Rib Lake basketball under their own basket with 4.5 minutes to go. And Rayleigh Williams checking in for Kendra Timmers. She's going to get a break. Let's be real here. It's Mike Egebrecht versus Austin Edwards, isn't it?
It is.
All right. And missed shot by Rib Lake. Rebounded by Rayleigh Williams. She picks it up, gets it over to Matea. Matea using a lot of energy, getting this ball up the court. Kicks back to Sarah Knack. Knack drives in, finds Belon, reverses it. Here's Rayleigh Williams for three. That one's short. Rebound by Rib Lake. Rib Lake getting a lot of defensive rebounds. Loggers not getting a lot of second chance points. But here's Matea Eckert off of the poke away from Sarah Knack, right side. And basket's good, and Phillips takes a two-point lead again, 24-22 with 3:55 to go. Blake into the corner and into the low block. Try driving in. Nice defense from Anna Belon. And Blake now back out on the wing. Reversing the ball back and forth they go. Scheitower has it. Now to Dahlman in the corner. She drives in. She's been doing a nice job with dribble penetration here tonight. And I think it's going to be a foul on Sarah Knack, I believe. And the Gum Sisters checking in for the Redmen.
I thought it was a kicked ball.
Oh, maybe it was just a kick ball. All right, Rib Lake gets it in. Here's Gums for three. That one's off. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Phillips basketball. And they're going to take it up against this press again. And get it into Matea. And they double on her. Gets it up to Rayleigh Williams.
Williams up to Knack. Knack, skip pass to Miller. Finds Bilan out to Matea for three. Oh, she just misses wide left. And it's going to go to Rib Lake. Sitzauer let that one hang there. Almost ended up being a turnover. And Rib Lake going to bring it up here for the Redmen. Here in Rib Lake, Wisconsin, it is Marawood Conference North action. The Rib Lake Redmen taking on the Phillips Loggers and getting a blocking foul on Rayleigh Williams. Mike Egerbrecht don't like that call. And it's a fourth team foul on the Loggers. And Rib Lake gets it in. Open three-point shot. Caught the Loggers sleeping there. Luckily, she missed it. Rebound, Rib Lake. Kick it out. Here's Scheitower, a deep two. That one's no good. And Lily Miller coming away with it. And she stepped out of bounds. I thought maybe they were going to give her a bump. 2:55 to go here. It's 24-22. I see the bump on that one.
That's what I thought.
It's not a boys' game, so we're going to let it slide.
What do we know, though?
All right, here's Rib Lake. Open three-pointer from the corner. That one long. Rebounded by Eckert. Matea, she's going to take it up right side. Loggers, two-point lead. Matea finds Rayleigh Williams by the basket. Nothing going. Rib Lake collapses nicely on her. Lily Miller has it at the top. Now to Eckert. Back to Miller. She's open from about 12. That one no good. Rebound by Rib Lake again, and we're going to... Oh, that was a quick jump ball.
That was a very quick jump ball.
That might have been the quickest jump ball we've seen in a while. All right. Wow. The crowd let them know. That's my favorite part of the game, Nate, when the crowd lets them know.
And we don't have to.
We don't have to. All right. We're going to stay in this game here, Nate. Rib Lake has it. Loggers with a two-point lead. Just over 2 minutes to go. Just tipped out of bounds from Lily Miller. It's going to stay with Rib Lake. And Brielle Mesko getting her first chance into the game. And she gives Anna Bilan a break. All right, they get it in. Here's a shot from the corner. Three-point shot is good. Nimi for three. That may be her second one. Right, yes. Eckert has it. Tries to get it to Knack. She does. Knack picks it up. Back to Eckert. They're really looking for her to get across half court. They do. Matea finds Brielle from about 3 feet. She misses. Kicks it out to Knack for three. And that one's good. Sarah Knack hits a big three-point shot. And the Loggers take a two-point lead again. Minute 38 to go. It's 27-25. Three-point shot again by Nemi is no good, but rebounded by Gums. And Rib Lake retains possession. Now her sister Gums attacks the basket, misses it. What?
What?
She airballed it out of bounds, but they're going to give it back to her. Tipped. So they called it tipped. I didn't see that one, but she tipped it, went out of bounds. It's going to stay with Rib Lake. Minute and a half to go. And here's another shot by Gums. Oh, missed it. Nice, almost made it. Eckert comes up with the rebound. She's fighting for it. Gets it to Williams. Williams to Knack. They're pushing across half court. Knack. The Knack attack from the elbow is no good. And a fight for the rebound, and Rib Lake comes away with it. Lily Miller had to let it go before it was a foul. Minute five to go here. Loggers up by two. Getting a little bit feisty out there. You got to love it. And here's a shot from Scheitower from deep. She's short on that one. Eckert rebounds it to Williams. Williams couldn't see ahead. So inadvertent whistle stops the clock. Loggers got to take it out again. 50 seconds to go, and the Loggers are up by two. They got the ball. They get it into Matea. And
sloppy.
Yeah, sloppy here. Matea crosses over left side. Scheitower, nice defense for Rib Lake, cutting her off. The Loggers get it across. Back to Eckert. Down to Miller. Pump fake to Eckert. Back to Miller again in this corner. Skip pass to Knack. Knack steps back for three. Oh, misses that one. And on the ground, fighting for it is Lily Miller. And what do we call it? Timeout.
Austin Edwards.
So Austin Edwards got a timeout in there with 20 seconds to go, 27 seconds to go. And we're going to stay right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. 27 seconds to go here in the Loggers with the two-point lead, 27-25. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls VP, Jeff Haken and Roofing,
and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
And halftime and postgame show is always brought to you by Forward Bank. Nice game here right now. A good time out there from Austin Edwards trying to keep possession of the ball here and finish this half. You know, he wants to tie things up. Loggers with a two-point lead here, 27 seconds to go. I'm sure he calls this timeout saying, let's get this last shot here. We don't want to go into the locker room down by any more than 2 points. Take a shot at, get a shot at the end. And Rib Lake gets it across half court, 19 seconds to go. 1-3, I'm sorry, what are the Loggers? 1-3-1, there's a steal by Sarah Knack. Right side she goes. Basket is good. Sarah Knack, a big bucket for the Loggers. It's 29-25. Rib Lake with 4 seconds to go. Here's Gums. That's who you want to have at a floater. And it's good. Oh, my gosh. He hit a floater from just inside, too. And makes it 29-27 to close out the half. Wow, was that a big shot from Gums right there. So that's our halftime score right now, 29-27. Going into the half, the Phillips Loggers leading the Rib Lake Redmen, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a four-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Nathan Podewell. We're in Rib Lake, Wisconsin for varsity. Rib Lake Redmond taking on the Phillips Loggers and Marawood North Conference action. And
girls action.
Girls action. And two top teams here in the conference, both teams at 4-2. And it's a showdown that we kind of thought. You know,
yeah.
We were kind of excited to come out here and watch this game. But, you know, both teams pressing the whole game. It's a high-tempo game. Pressing the whole game really going to wear on these teams. And I think one thing is Coach Egger or Coach Austin Edwards, I think he's really trying to wear Matea and these Loggers down by the end of things. Matea spending a lot of energy trying to get the ball just up the court, just get past half court. Right now she's in this game. She's got 6 points. She's got that three-pointer. No, she's got seven, it looks like. So 7 points for her. Sarah Knack has seven. Six from Lily Miller, six from Kendra Dimmers, and a three-pointer from Rayleigh Williams. So kind of nice balanced scoring for the Phillips Loggers. But Austin Edwards doing a great job here coaching against his former alumni, the Phillips Loggers. Austin in his second season over here in Rib Lake, second season over here in Rib Lake. Kind of sad to see Austin in those colors, like seeing him in the black and orange. But 4.5 minutes to go here in halftime. And let me keep that for a second. We're going to go over all of our scoring here. We'll go over the Rib Lake Redmond. And the Redmond led by Avery Nenmead with 8. Addison Gums with 7. Isabel Gums with 6. And Emma Celesti, Madeline Blumberg, and Kiana Dahlman all with 2. I thought Kiana Dahlman did a nice job with some dribble penetration. She had a few turnovers on some of those, but she did a nice job getting in there. I think it's something that it's a weapon for them right there, getting into the lane, the little drop passes. A couple of those fall, and, Rib Lake's leading in this game here right now. They hit a couple big three-pointers. They're going to have to keep on that as well. If they're going to press this whole game, you hope the Loggers are talking about a press break. Seeing the girl down court, a lot of times we're seeing Matea in the backcourt against three defenders from Rib Lake.
That's exactly right.
Someone's open, but it's easier said than done. That's not an easy pass to throw it all the way down court. And something that the Loggers, see if they're going to adjust their press breaker, because it didn't really feel like it was flowing, that press breaker.
Well,
everything was it was kind of isolation, bring it up with Matea. And they were able to do a fine job of it. Both teams on pace for what they score in the season. I think it's the Rib Lake Redmond averaging about 65 points a game, and it's the Phillips Loggers averaging about 55 points a game. Johnny Dahlman in front of us, an old guy I went to high school with as well, the assistant coach here for the Rib Lake Redmond. I didn't go to school. I was apprentice. He was Rib Lake. But we played football together, all those kind of things. So nice seeing a lot of these people here in Rib Lake that we know here. But about 2.5 minutes to go here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back to bring you the second half of this ballgame.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, Jeff Haken and Roofing. jeffhakinenroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakinenroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakinen Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors Mobile Service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewelt here. We're in Rib Lake, Wisconsin, and it is start of the second half. It is the Phillips Loggers 29 and the Rib Lake Redmen 27. Girls basketball action. Phillips going to get this ball, taking it out of bounds. They get it into Belon. Belon looking for someone to go find Sarah Knack on the right side. Skip pass to Miller. Miller brings it back out. Another skip pass to Knack. Knack thought about the three. She picks it up. Up to Belon, up at the top. Loggers working it. Get it into Matea at the low post. Putting Matea at a different spot where she's not bringing it up here. She's down in the low block trying to find her down there. And this one stripped away from Knack, or from Belon, and going to go the other direction. All right, Anna Belon going to take it in. And she gets it up to Lily Miller. She picks up her dribble. Belon over to Knack, down to Timmers in the on the elbow, and back out. Loggers passing the ball well, but nothing happened, and Rib Lake moving so well on defense in this 1-3-1, doing a really nice job. Get it to Eckert. Eckert, a little drop step. Here's Timmers from about 12 feet. That's good. Timmers shooting the ball well here tonight. It's 31-27. Loggers with a four-point lead. 17:06 to go here, taking a minute off of that possession almost. All right, here is the Redmen from the top. Here's Scheitower. Gets it into the low block. Down to Tess Week. They kick it back out. Scheitower again. Forward to Celeste in the corner. Back up top. All right, Loggers look like they're more in a 2-3 here right now. I guess it's a 1-3-1. I'm not sure. I got to see yet. And here's a three-point shot. Missed, but a rebound right by the basket from Rib Lake. A putback again was no good, and Anna Belon clears it for the Loggers, going the other way, 16:30 go. Sarah Knack picks the ball up in the corner, gets it to Miller, over to Timmers. Timmers back up to Miller, and they find Matea up here at the high post. Matea over to Timmers, everything running through Matea's, and Timmers hits it again. Same spot, same play, Timmers from the corner, and everything running through Matea Eckert in the second half so far. It's 33-27, 16:05 to go here. And tipped away from Matea, going the other way. It's Lily Miller, left side. She gets it to Matea, stripped away by Gums, and kicked back out. Loggers going to set back up. Here's Matea in the corner for three. And that one, no good. Rebound by Miller. And they get it to Belon. Belon from about 4 feet away. It rims out. And going to get a foul on the ground on Rib Lake. That one on Avery Namey. And that's her second foul.
We got a timeout by Austin Edwards.
And Austin Edwards takes a timeout. The full timeout here. We're going to stay right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. Nate, why don't you give me that list there again? And we want to thank all our sponsors that helped bring you this game. That's Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Our halftime and postgame show will be brought to you by Forward Bank. We're in the second half here already, and a nice start from the Loggers. Momentum on their side right now. Kendra Timmers hitting a few nice jump shots To start out this game here, but everything running through Matea Eckert. They're trying to get it into her. Rib Lake doing a nice job not allowing that, but once Matea gets that ball, she's able to turn, look over everybody, and find the open shooters. And Loggers, you got to make your shot. They're doing that so far in the second half. All right, 15:43 to go here in this ball game, and the Loggers with a six-point lead. And they get the ball out of bounds to Matea. Little left-handed hook or a baby hook goes in. Matea over everybody, makes it 27-35 with 15 and a half to go here. Rib Lake trying to get something going against the 2-3 zone the Loggers are putting on. So they switch it up from a 1-3-1 to a 2-3, and that might be changing things up a little bit here for the Loggers or for the Redmen on what they're trying to do offensively. Is another steal by the Loggers. Anna Bilan gets it to Matea. Matea, we said, all this work.
Oh, wow.
Into the lane she goes. Finds Timmers by the basket. A beautiful attack from Matea Eckert and the assist. And the Loggers with a quick 10-point lead to start this out. Not what Rib Lake was wanting to happen here. And the 2-3 zone for the Loggers paying a dividend here, stifling the Rib Lake Redmen. But the Loggers also hitting their shots on offense. And Rib Lake misses a shot. It just rimmed out, that one by Tess Week. And they look like they get their own rebound.
Oh, it was a jump ball.
It was a jump ball. Okay, jump ball. Rib Lake retains possession. 4:45 to go here. It's 37-27. Rib Lake gets it in up top to Tess Week. And driving baseline is Scheitower. She finds Nemi. It's switch. Here's Celeste back to Nemi. Nemi dribbles it up to the top, guarded by Lily Miller. They get it down into the low block to Tess Week, finding Nemi to the basket. It was a nice play, but Nemi couldn't finish, and she steps on the line. It's going to go to the Loggers. So everything bouncing in the Loggers' direction here to start out the second half, 14 and a half minutes to go, 10-point lead. The Loggers get it in to Matea, to Bilan, and ahead. That looks so much nicer. They find Timmers by the basket.
Oh.
Can't finish. Matea out to Knack, though. That one a little bit long, and a nice rebound by Tess Week. Nice box out by her. A fundamentally sound team over here is Rib Lake. Fundamentals important in all sports over here in Rib Lake. And the girls showing it right now. 14 minutes to go. Rib Lake looking to attack. They find Tess Week, but it's tipped away from behind. And Matea Eckert, a little crossover. Left hand is good for Matea Eckert. Showing why, quite possibly, the conference player of the year here, 39-27. Loggers up 12, and a nice drive from Celeste. She gets the basket to go for Rib Lake, getting them on the board. It's a 10-point lead. And Lily Miller gets it across half court, splits the double team, and going to get a jump ball. So Rib Lake's efforts paying off on that one, and it's going to stay with the Loggers. 13 and a half minutes to go, 10-point lead, 39-29. Checking in is the younger sister, Isabel Gums, giving her older sister, Addison, a break. And Sarah Knack gets it in to Lily Miller. Miller finds Timmers over in this right corner. Timmers up top. Finds Matea at that high post, just what they want to do. Over to Knack, and oh, she misses, but Matea's there for the rebound. Misses again. She's going to try one more time. A third
time.
Put it up, Matea.
And we got a foul.
She missed about three of them. Wasn't feel confident. I wanted her to put that fourth one up, though. That one's probably going to go. But she gets to Miller, who's fouled on the shot. And Lily Miller going to shoot two free throws, who she's been shooting well here today. First free throw is good. Nothing but net. Makes it 40-29. And Rayleigh Williams going to check in for Anna Bilan. Anna Bilan working hard, boxing out, doing a nice job here. And Miller, second free throw, no good. Rebound by Rayleigh. Shot goes up. She's fouled, and she's going to go to the line. The Loggers working a little extra hard on the rebound. Need something they weren't able to do so much in that first half. They're getting some offensive rebounds this time around. And it could be Rib Lake that's a little tired. And first free throw was good, I believe. Rayleigh Williams, second free throw is up, and that one.